Have I told you? Oh, I saw a little child over there. I didn't see you. So, amazing. Eze yofi. Eze ishoa. Eze ishoa.
Hello.
Eze nisim. Eze nisim. Eze nisim. Eze nisim. Have I told you how much Hashem is good? And if you count on Hashem, you will always be answered. But it doesn't exempt you from crossing that road that you need to cross to achieve what that you need to achieve. But if you want to achieve something and it's important to you, and really you decided that you want it, so it's important enough for you, you're ready to go for 40 years in the desert to achieve it, and it's worth it. You're happy. And this is what it's written on Yaakov Avinu, that the 7 years didn't count nothing for him. They just passed like a blink of an eye, because he loved her so much. When a person, he's anxious to achieve something, he knows, this is my goal, this is my life, this is what I want. He doesn't suffer. He doesn't care. So we just need to work on ourselves to strengthen ourselves. Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. On the wheel. To have a strong will and not to move back, never, never, never to move back, even one step back. Don't go. Rabbeinu is saying the person needs just to hold what that he achieved until now and not to drop it. And then things have been clarified. Yesterday I went at the night to do it, but to do it at night, Baruch Hashem, few hours, long hours. I saw things, and in the beginning of my Vodadut was in the car I drove. I said to Hashem, look, I'm telling everyone to talk to you like your best friend, that they will talk to you. Let me have it also. I want also to be able to talk to you like you're my best friend. Let me try that also. It sounds so good in those classes. So maybe we talk. I don't know. I hear it so many times. Let's talk. Let's talk as friends. And it was so hard in the beginning. It was so hard. I tried to talk, and then I lost my concentration, and then I thought on something else, and then I said, all right, let's start over, and let's talk again, and I started again and again. And Hashem clarified things for me in such an amazing way. I saw mamash, I could see my problems and where my stress is coming from. And if you not have, you don't have that yeshuva dat, that time that you think, that you observe, that you look, that you're not under the stress of the enemy. You have to take a decision. Do this, do that. In the end, it can be that you're going to take a faster decision that's going to be a lot more critical, that's going to have a bigger even risk in it, but you're going to do it out of yeshuva dat. You're going to be relaxed, and you're going to be stable, and you're going to do it out of peace of mind. Exactly. Your heart's going to be happy. You're going to be happy, and you're going to be able to achieve it, to do it. Because when you're under stress, you cannot function. Everything is collapsing, and you're afraid, and you don't know what to do, and you're confused, and you cannot choose, and you don't know what to do, and also that, you have so many enemies, and it's only because Hashem is not running the show. But when Hashem is with you, when you pray, and you feel the love of Hashem with you, you don't have no problems anymore. I saw a private supervision yesterday, something I want to tell you so much. I want to tell you so much. In the Sudat Hoda'ah, I'm going to tell you so much. When we're going to thank Hashem all together, I'm going to tell you all of the details. Mamash, you can see that Hashem Yitbarach is talking to you. No doubt. You pray on something and you talk to Hashem Yitbarach, and suddenly Hashem is changing the nature. This is it. There is no nature anymore. This is something that is so powerful. And I know that if I'm going to tell you the details, it's going to give you more powers to understand it. But I cannot. But it's not important also. Because what that is important is that you're going to take it to your situations. In your lives. This is why, like we said yesterday, Echshot Tzia Lo Siper, the way that he took his princess out, he didn't tell. Because it doesn't, it's not important. It doesn't matter how I took my princess out yesterday night. It's not important. What that is important is that you're going to understand that it exists, that it's happening, that you can have it also. In what it depends? Simple hitvodedut. Like Rav Shalom said, you know what's our problems? All of us, our problem is that we're not spending enough hours in the field talking to Hashem. This is the problem. Rabbeinu said, it's true, you are kosher people, but it wasn't my intention, it wasn't my will. Not that was the thing that I wanted you to achieve, that you're going to be kosher. You know what it means, kosher? How beautiful it is, how amazing it is. But Rabbeinu aims to the heights. Rabbeinu is not being satisfied with kosher. Rabbeinu's got that midah, the tefillah of netzach sheba netzach. He is winning and going to win more and more. Lenatzeach. And this is also the intention of Chanukah. That, like we're saying in the Leshem Yichud, that Hashem going to illuminate on us from the midah of netzach to win. To fight against the strongest enemies, against the strongest darkness of them all. And to believe in miracles. To believe in miracles. And I'm talking big time. Big time. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about physical things. I'm talking about that you can achieve everything. You can be happy. You can be happy. You can achieve happiness. Yeshuva dat. To be happy, to be me'ushar, sameach, happy, healthy. You can have shalom bayit. You can fix your house. You can bring them all to serve Hashem with you together. You can bring your family to Eretz Yisrael. You can bring parnasa to all of the world, that everyone going to have parnasa. Not only to yourself. Who are you to have parnasa? What does it matter if you're going to have parnasa or not going to have parnasa? Just because you're afraid, so you want to have parnasa. But really, it's not important at all if you're going to have parnasa, if you won't have parnasa. A lot of important people are very, very poor. You can be a very important person and poor. It's not a problem. You can be very, very good, very, 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 very good and poor. It's not important if you're going to be rich or poor. What is important if you're going to be close to Hashem? And when you're going to be close to Hashem, you're going to know Hashem. What it means to know Hashem? To know the mercy, the rachmanut of Hashem. How much Hashem is mercy, how much Hashem wants to be with you, how much Hashem can make miracles beyond nature. Chanukah, it's not a story. Chanukah's miracles are not stories. It's coming to teach you that against all odds, after the destruction, after a horrible destruction, after that you collapsed totally, that you lost everything, that they contaminated everything, that they killed thousands of people, that blood was spilled, you can say, on the ground, on the floor. People died, people been murdered, horrible things happened. And from the worst darkness of them all can glow a light that will never gonna be erased. Purim and Chanukah, they are the highest holidays of them all. And both of those holy days came from the biggest darkness of them all. The decree of Purim was worse than the decree of the Holocaust. Worse than every decree. In the Holocaust, it took four or five years to finish that decree. And it didn't finish. In Purim, it was supposed to be in one day. In one day to kill everyone. In one day. In that day of Purim. All the Jews in one day supposed to die. Chas Shalom. Most horrible decree ever. And what we achieved? A day that is higher than Yom HaKippurim. From the day that is erasing all sins. Purify everything. You have a day that by drinking and eating and dancing and clapping your hands and being happy with the happiness of the Torah and happiness of being friends together, families, and having a rabbi and dancing with him and hearing music. With that, you can achieve things that you can never achieve in no other thing in the world. Can be a bigger present than that? A person that is narrow-minded, he thinks that he needs to suffer to achieve things. But Hashem is saying to you, it's not the way at all. Rabbeinu is saying, when people are far from faith, they think that they required to give hard effort to achieve things in Avodat Hashem. This is why in early generations it was so hard, really. You see, the Ari HaKadosh is writing to you what you need to do to fix one karet. you don't know what to do with yourself. Other tzaddikim in books of Musar that are telling you in Chovat Alvavot, in all of the amazing books of Kedusha that are explaining to you what requires that you're going to fix. You need to go and to roll yourself in the snow and to fast hundreds of fasts. And we're talking on one sin. What's going to be a person that violated the Torah 800 times minimum and he doesn't remember even, he doesn't even have a heart to do tshuva? You cannot do tshuva. No option to fix. No option to fix in those generations. But now, when came another tzaddik, and that righteous man is coming to you and tells you, listen, your tshuva is not depends on you at all. Just, you should want, bring sand and stones and water, and I'm going to build wonderful buildings for you. Don't worry, all on me. Just, I'm doing tshuva for you. If you're going to trust him, you made tshuva. This is it. What you need to trust him. And it's not like you have something to lose. You don't have nothing to lose. You can just gain. It's a win-win situation. You just win. This is it. You just win. There is a tzaddik that he made that oath. He took witnesses and brought them when he was on his bed lying, and he brought those witnesses at night, at evening. Rabbi Naftali mi Breslev and Rabbi Aaron, the rabbi of Breslev, both of them, Bli Nezer, they were witnesses standing. And he made an oath, Rabbeinu, that everyone that's going to come to my tziyun in Uman and going to say the 10 chapters of the Tehillim, that I'm going to do whatever I can do to save him, to take him out from hell, no matter what I'm going to have to do. And Rabbeinu said, in all of my things I'm very strong, but in that I'm the strongest. That is the thing that I'm the strongest in it. That the Tikkun HaKlali is very useful. He made an oath. You just need to visit the Tzion once. And it doesn't even have to be in Rosh Hashanah at all. You just need one time in your life to make a tour to Ukraine. There are a lot of graves of tzaddikim. No restaurants at all, Baruch Hashem. You bring some crackers from your house, few apples. I've been in Uman a few times, only for 24 hours. Less, 18 hours. 3 hours flight from Eretz Israel to there, and 3 hours drive from Kiev to Uman. I was 6 hours or 8 hours in the Tziyun, another 3 hours to the airport, another 3 hours back. One day, this is it. And you achieve something that it's Rabbeinu's responsibility. Now in the world to come, okay, they told you, go to hell. You say, hey, Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, everything is good. Rabbeinu. Can I just, one word I want to say, Rabbeinu. Call Rabbeinu. This is what you need to say. Just call Rabbeinu. No problems. You're right. I'm wrong. Just please, can you call Rabbeinu? This is it. And you're clean. He's going to take care of you. Because it's his word. He made an oath. This is it. And the truth is that you don't need to mention that at all. Because in heaven, they're already, when they're judging the person, they're telling everything. They're going to say, he was in Uman. He said, Tikkun HaKlali. He put one coin for charity. Tzedakah. This is it. You know what you achieved? This is the power of the tzaddik. This is the power of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is the power of faith. When you count on Hashem Yitbarach, you will never lose. What makes you not to count on Hashem? Your fears. Your fears are your sins. Your fears are your sins because you're not allowed to be afraid. Because you're commanded to count on Hashem and to pray to Hashem. You have that obligation to pray. You have that obligation to count on Hashem. Hashem said to us in the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo yelecha Elokim acherim al panai. I am your God. Don't replace me in no other God. Don't believe in nothing. Don't believe in doctors. Don't believe in rich people. Don't believe in no one. Even in yourself, you're not allowed to believe in that aspect that you say, no, I'm going to achieve it. I'm going to have it. Me. And all of those imaginations. Don't believe in yourself even until the day of your death. Don't count on yourself. Only on Hashem. Hashem, give me the power. Count on Hashem. He's got all of the powers. Like the Rav Shalom explained, the amazing intention of Kriyat Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem that is merciful, that He's got all kinds of mercy that are enough even for people like us. For people that violated the Torah thousands of times, and who can remember even what we've done and what that we're doing today in the best days of them all. When you confess, you cannot confess in your pure heart. You're supposed to do tshuva on your confession. When you confess, you go back to your desires and to your confusions and to your fears. So you sin while you do tshuva. So even tshuva you cannot do. This is what Rabbeinu said. Even tshuva you cannot do. You don't have the heart to do tshuva. Can you do tshuva? Do you feel that you can do tshuva? And even if you cry, you need to do tshuva on that. Hashem, probably I was whining, I'm supposed to say thank you. And when you say thank you, you should do tshuva on that also. You say, Hashem, who am I to tell you thank you? I have so many debts, and you're giving me so much, I need to be embarrassed, I need to do tshuva, I need to confess. Who am I to say thank you? I'm sorry. I have to do tshuva. So you're guilty in every aspect that you're going to check yourself. But this is what it's written on Mashiach. That Mashiach is going to come in a generation that all of them going to be guilty, or that all going to be righteous. Zakai, I was innocent.
Pure.
Innocent, Zakai. Zakai. It's a chidushi.
Innocent.
You're right. It's chidushi. You're right. I said it. So,
it's the same thing. Because when you know that you're guilty, so then you become to be innocent, then you become to be pure. Because what is purifying you? Only one thing, tshuva. Only one thing is purifying the person. It's tshuva. So tshuva have to come on a sin. So you need to be aware to yourself. If you know that you sinned, and now you regret, finished. New page, blank, clean. This is it. New start, התחלה חדשה. Rabbeinu said, פעלתי אצל הקדוש ברוך הוא. I achieved it with הקדוש ברוך הוא. That everyone that just gonna think about me, remember me once, he gonna become to be like a baby that just born. What it means? It means with no sins. Rabbeinu said, what? That if I'm just gonna mention the name Rabbeinu, I'm gonna think about him now. Okay, there is Rabbi Nachman Ibrasev. Now, I become to be like a baby that just born? What with all of my hours and hours and hours in front of, I don't want to tell you what? What with all of that? What with all of my thoughts and my sins and my crimes and my laziness and my sadness and my despair? And what with all of that? Been erased? Yes, Rabbeinu said. Rabbeinu said it. It's his problem. In judgment day, you need to say, can you call Rabbeinu? Just call him. I'm sorry. Me? I'm guilty. I know I'm guilty. But I tried. I wanted. And to show that I wanted, I have my proofs. I was doing tshuva every day. I was doing my izbodedut. I was talking to Hashem Yitbarach. I was sharing with Hashem Yitbarach. We yada yitzrenu. He knows my yitzarim. He knows that I cannot stop from sinning today. I don't have the power for that. I don't have the power to accept on myself. Let's accept. Let's say, from this day and on, we're not opening our eyes in the streets. We're never going to be angry anymore. I will not going to be afraid at all. Never. I will always going to count on Hashem. Is there? I told you that I can be the biggest liar of them all, right? I told you that one. Is there bigger lies than that? Those? It's the worst lies of them all. You're lying. You will gonna be angry. You will gonna be afraid. You're gonna open your eyes in the streets. You will not gonna count on Hashem. It's obvious. You don't need to be a doctor, Mashiach, to understand that. You just need to look on reality. I already accepted on myself so many times not to be angry, and I failed. And to close my eyes, and I failed. And to count on Hashem, I saw so many miracles. And again, I failed, and I failed. So, who can count on me? No one. So, it's hilarious to think that it's even an option. So, to accept on yourself, it's not an option. This is why the only way that you can fix yourself is by praying on it every day. to come to Hashem, to say, look Hashem, I am sorry. Yes, I'm sorry again. Again, yes, again, I'm sorry. What can I do? I'm falling. I don't know how to walk. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to function. I don't know how to wake up in the morning. I don't know how to go to sleep. I don't know how to function. I don't know how to have shalom bayit. I don't know how to raise my children. I don't know. I'm sorry. But I want. Teach me. Here I'm coming to classes. Here I'm going to learn. Here I'm opening the books of those amazing tzaddikim that wrote amazing books, and I cannot live without them. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. And I'm reading them over and over, and I'm praying. I wrote today that this and that, and I went to the field, and I made from the Torah tefillot prayers from what that I learned. Thank you, Hashem, and help me. And this is it. This is how you clean yourself. This is the only way to serve Hashem for life, for good. This is it. This is the solution. And Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that to me, to take one of my people before of his time. What it means before of his time? Before he completed all of what he was supposed to complete. All of his tikkun. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that to him. It means that when the person died after 120 or even less, it was in the end of his lifetime. And if he was a student of Rabbeinu, so he completed everything. Even if he wasn't looked like an angel. Because you don't know what a person needs to achieve in his life. There are people that are dying in a very short time and they completed their tikkun. You don't really know what Hashem is doing here. You need to believe that they completed. And now you have a promise from Rabbeinu. So how are you going to be called a student of Rabbeinu? I said, alright, you need to be a student of Rabbeinu. And we know that Rav Shalom, I told you that a few times already, Rav Shalom, there was a guy who was supposed to get married, a certain woman, and then the father-in-law heard that he is a Chassid Breslev that learns in the yeshiva. So he stopped everything and he said, I'm sorry, it's off, no way, she's not getting married. My daughter will never going to marry the Chassid Breslev. I'm sorry. No way. He knows what he's talking about, he knows. Who needs a husband that is doing tshuva all day long in the fields for hours, crying to Hashem Yitbarach? Who needs that? You need someone that makes money. Right? This is what they look today. Someone that knows how to make money. This is what you need. A good thing for your daughter, that she's going to be all alone, all day long, and her husband going to make money. Great. This is what you need for your daughter. Super great. So, that person came to that student of Arav, came to Arav and told him, Arav, what I'm going to do? It's all perfect. I want to marry her. She wants to marry me. It's all amazing. It's all great. Just, I'm a breastfeeder. What can I do? And her father doesn't accept me. And nothing can move him. Nothing. I told him. Nothing. He doesn't hear. Arav Shalom gave him a solution. Told him, you need to go in Shabbos to that Bet Knesset of that father, of her father, and to buy Aliyah LaTorah. And when you are going to the Aliyah LaTorah, you need to hug the Sefer Torah and to hold it in your hands and to say, I make an oath, a nishba, that I am not a Chassid Breslev. That Avrech looked at Arav like Arav just killed him. What? No way, Arav! Arav told him, count on me. You're not even close to be Chassid Breslev. You're not. You're just not. This is the truth. You can make an oath. It's not a problem. It's not going to be a lie. You're not Chassid Breslev. You know what it means to be Chassid Breslev? Rabbeinu said, "Ratziti shetiyu kechayot ashagot ba'namot ba'la bayar lelot shlemim." I wanted you to be like the animals that roar all nights, complete nights, nights on nights. You hear? You read stories of Chassid Breslev? Frightening. In the freezing cold of Ukraine for weeks, no nothing, with no shoes to their legs, breaking the ice and dipping in frozen nothing, you cannot understand. With no bread, not eating, and tshuva, and cleaning, and purifying themselves, no families, no money, nothing, only Hashem, tshuva, like Shmuel! You cannot make that up. Sorry, you don't have that privilege. But except of him, no one can do it. No one is able to be a Chassid Breslev in this generation. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We said that we need to be students of Rabbeinu. So what are we going to do? Rabbeinu said, it depends in the love that you have to the righteous man, to the tzaddik. How much that you love him, this is how much that he loves you. Me, for sure, I can see it in my life. that I love my Rav in a crazy, crazy way, crazy way. On that it's been said, like that it's written on David V'Yonatan, Niflate Ali Avatcha Me'avat Nashim. I love you more than I love women. I love him a lot more than I love everything else in my life. I love that person in a way that I cannot tell you. I will never going to be able to share. Because even to myself, I haven't revealed it until the end. That person is the soul of my life. This is my life. This is my life. You can see it on my face. You know me already. You know when I'm lying and you know when I'm straight. You can see on me. I'm clear. You can see. And I know that Rav Shalom loves me in a way that I never saw. And he's got that endless love to every person in the world. With me it's revealed in a way that no one can imagine how much that he loves me. And it depends only, and I'm telling you that, and you can think that it's because that he is so mercy and that he is so amazing, and it's true, he is. But it all depends in me. Actually, the truth is that it's because of my effort, and not because of his. His effort brought me to wake up, and on, but if without my private effort on getting closer to him, and to come against all odds, against all chance, to knock at his door, and to receive busy or not, and to listen to everything that he's going to tell me, in a way that Avrechim, very, very Vatikim, how do you say Vatikim? All
veteran.
What?
Veteran.
Veteran? Avrechim in the yeshiva were shocked when they heard stories from me on what that I was sacrificing. And Avrech that is over 50, that he's in this yeshiva for over 20 years with a Rav, like that with a Rav. He heard my classes that I spoke about how to love a Rav. He called me in the middle of the night. He told me, I want to tell you that I'm jealous at you. I'm jealous. I'm 20 years in this yeshiva and I don't have your bitul. I'm not even close to how much you're canceled to a Rav, how much you. I don't know what to tell you. He told me, you amazed me. And I'm telling you that because it's true. Nothing. You see, I'm just being beaten by doing that. I'm just suffering because of that, Baruch Hashem. But on that it's saying, there is an angel, Shemakebo v'omer logdal, that hits him and tell him to grow. Without those arguments, without all of those machlokot and all of those talking, a person will sleep all of his life. If your wife will not going to scream at you to wake up in the morning, you're going to sleep until 10 and 12. If she's not going to wake you up, that you're not sensitive, that you're arrogant, you will never going to wake up. You're going to stuck with your laziness, with your sadnesses, with your fears. Hashem is shouting on you because he wants to push you forward. Because he wants you to conquer the world. He wants you to achieve everything that a Jew can achieve. And what you can achieve? You can achieve Hashem. Kirvat Elokim Litov. Shifti Bevet Hashem Kol Yemecha Yai. To spend all of your life in the house of Hashem. House of Hashem? Which house of Hashem? Ki Beiti Betefila. House of prayer. This is the house of Hashem. When you open your mouth, this is the house of Hashem. Then you're inside Bet HaMikdash. Then you're inside Kodesh HaKodeshim, in front of the holy Arona Kodesh Ark. Talking to Hashem Yitbarach between those cherubs, those angels, those kruvim, talking to Hashem Yitbarach, canceling yourself totally to Hashem Yitbarach in Itbodedut, in Tfilat Shmona Esre, canceling yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, you and Hashem become to be one. When Bet HaMikdash going to be built, it's going to be inherit, everyone going to be able to enjoy it. It's going to be Nachalat HaKlal. Everyone going to be able to achieve those levels very fast. You come to Beit HaMikdash, you achieve Dvekut. This is it. You see Hashem. Today, from darkness, through difficulties, through hard times, through poverty and rebukes and insultings, what that you can achieve is a lot higher than what that we're going to achieve in Beit HaMikdash. Because when Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt soon, amen, today, amen. The thing that's going to happen is that we're all going to have Hashem, but we're not going to be rewarded on it. It won't be useful to you. Nothing gonna come out of it. This is gonna be your status. This is gonna be your level. This is it. Alright, I'm here. You achieved it. It's yours. Wonderful. This is what you have. But this is it. This is what you have. If you came with one glass, you're gonna fill it. You came with a bucket, you're gonna fill it. You came with a barrel, you're gonna fill it. Wonderful. You came with fields, you're gonna fill them. Great, this is it, it's finished. After judgment day, after the salvation, the redemption, this is it. It's finished. Now it's not finished. Now every moment you gain more. Every moment you make another step. You achieve and you're growing. You're achieving. You grow. You become to be enormous. You can be gigantic. You can achieve the heights. You can become to be Moshe Rabbeinu. You can bring the Geula to Am Yisrael. You think not? Why not? Why? Because you listen to your Yetzer Hara that is telling you that you're worthless, that you're the lowest person of them all. And what they said about David HaMelech, what they said about him, that he's not a Jew, that he's a mamzer, that he's all Yetzer Hara, that all of what they could say. Klala nimretzet, a murderer, everything, Noef, everything they said on him. What they blamed Moshe Rabbeinu? All of the men in Am Yisrael were suspecting Moshe Rabbeinu to be with their wives. All of Am Yisrael. So Moshe took his tent and went out from the camp. That they're going to see that he's not meeting no one. Everyone thought, suspected him, that he's cheating them with their wives. Everyone! It's written. Everyone! So Moshe took himself out from the camp. And he went from with his wife, he wasn't for years. And now they're blaming him. Like Rav Berland. Blaming Rav Berland on Shtiyot, on Ni'uf. Rav Berland, you can blame this holy angel on Ni'uf. It's the biggest joke ever. Ever. You cannot find something more hilarious than that. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. Like this, when you accept on yourself to be righteous and you see that it's not an option, this is how to say on a righteous man that he's gonna sin. It's not an option. Moshe Rabbeinu, he will not gonna sin. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu is not sinning. Moshe Rabbeinu is not sinning. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have Yetzer Hara to go into sin in the middle of the night. He doesn't have that tiny Yetzer Hara that we have, stupid people. Oh, the blood, the thick blood makes us crazy. Rav Shalom said, if you would have my Yetzer Hara, you would kill yourself on the spot, on that moment. Everyone. If you would have my Yetzer Hara, Rav Shalom said, you would kill yourself on that moment. In that moment. This is it. Cannot stand it. This is it. Kill, shooting yourself, hitting yourself to death. This is it. No! Not accepting it. This is it. You know what's going on with Tzadikim? Where they're reaching? Lust and desires? It's not. The Gemara is telling stories on Rabbi Akiva that he had Yetzer Hara, on other Tzadikim that they had Yetzer Hara. Rabbeinu said it's all secrets over there. It's all secrets. It's not Kipshuto. It's not like that it's written. Rabbi Akiva? Shtuyot! Those people! We're talking something else. You see that the Torah is saying on David HaMelech that he sinned, and the Gemara is telling you that the person that says that David HaMelech sinned, he's a sinner. He's wrong. Because David HaMelech, he never sinned. David HaMelech is saying that in the Sefer Tehillim, Libi Chalal Bekirbi. My heart is empty, no lust, no desires. And now you can blame him. The Torah said it. The Torah is rebuking him. The Torah is insulting him forever. The Torah is doing something to give a free choice to the sinners, to the people that don't have the merit to approach. So she's rejecting them. Telling those people, no, David and this and that they're going to have their imagination to think. To think for themselves, their imaginations. Why you blame Harav in something? Because you have it. Why you blame your friend in something? Oh, that person is so angry. Why? Because you have anger. This is why you know to recognize it. Oh, that person is got Tavat Niuf. Why? You know it from yourself, that this is how a person with Tavat Niuf acts. You know yourself, that this is how you act when you have Tavat Niuf. So you see him and you say, oh, he's got Tavat Niuf. Oh, that person's got desire for money. Where you know that this is how a person with desire for money? Because you have that same sickness. So you blame him. Instead of look at him and understand the message. I'm now being rebuked by Hashem Yitbarach on my tavat niyuf, on my tavat mamon, on my desire for money, on my arrogance, on my stupidity, on my laziness, on all of those defects. On the fact that I'm stink. On everything that you think on someone else, you have it. This is you. This is what the Hashem is showing you. Hashem chose to show that to you, and not to someone else. Why me? Why I need to see him? Rav Shalom said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to testify on me. Every time that someone is mentioning to me a name of someone else, I understand from it that I need to pray on him. This is what he understands. When you hear a name, what do you do with it? Rav Shalom, what do you do with it? He needs to pray on that person. He realized, alright, Hashem just told me that I need to pray on him. This is what that he gets. When you're clean, this is what that you get. Alright, I'll pray on that. All right, Hashem brought it to me. What can I do? Can I do? I cannot do. I can pray. I'll pray. This is it. This is faith. You tell him a name, he's praying on him. He becomes to be with Hashem, in the face of Hashem. Just wants to help, just wants to heal, just wants to support. Believe in yourself, friends, brothers, everyone, sisters we have in the internet also. Everyone. Everyone. Believe in yourself. This is Hanukkah. This is the secret of life. Believe in yourself. Believe that Hashem Yitbarach is good enough and wonderful and so great to be with you, to achieve things that you can testify that you couldn't achieve them. And Hashem gave them to you against all odds, against all chances, against everything. You made tshuva, you've been converted, you came to Eretz Israel, you done this, you bought a house, you learned Torah every day, things that for me, in the beginning, to learn in yeshiva, it wasn't an option at all. It wasn't an option. It looks so far. To spend hours in yeshiva, how can you do that? Everyone that is working outside, he cannot understand how you can also work and also learn. He cannot. And after a while, suddenly you find yourself that, I don't know, Baruch Hashem, you can do them. You can do both. You can have it. You can learn and you can still have parnasa, Baruch Hashem. Everything, somehow, Hashem is doing it. So if Hashem done that, and it's impossible, so Hashem can do everything that is impossible. Everything. He's capable of doing everything. He's got all of the powers. He's called Yachol. He can do everything. So don't stop yourself from praying on the biggest things of them all. To be close to the biggest righteous people of them all. And to be pure in the peak of purity. And not only that, also to give it to others. And to be mezakeh harabim, and to do things in the world, and to change the world, and to bring stuff to Am Yisrael, good stuff, and to all of the world. To bring salvation to Am Yisrael. Pray on it. What are you going to lose? Can you lose? Hashem sees a person that is praying on his children. You think you're going to lose? You're going to spend every day half an hour davening on Am Yisrael, 10 minutes, 1 hour, as much as you have, and merit, how much that you have merit. To pray on Am Yisrael, you think you're going to lose? Moshe Rabbeinu, that he becomes to be the savior of Am Yisrael, it's because that 60 years of his life in the Midbar Sinai, desert of Sinai, he was praying on Am Yisrael. The day going to open their mouth and going to start praying. The day going to scream to Hashem. And when Hashem accepts his prayer, after 60 years, because one person was standing and praying, so you need 60 years. But if all of us gonna pray, you don't need 60 years. You can have it in 60 days. If all of Am Yisrael just gonna wake up to stand up in front of Hashem and to say, Hashem, let us talk to you, let us pray, that everyone gonna believe in you. Even that you don't have faith. You think that you don't have faith. What are you doing now? You're talking to Hashem. So you don't have faith? So what are you doing here? You reveal your faith while you're talking. You don't have faith if you do it by the dot. Tefillah ve'emunah, it's one thing. Faith and prayer, it's one thing. It's one thing. Ve'yadav emunah, the hands of Moshe was full with faith. The translation over there is saying, Perisan betzlo, he was opening his hands in prayer. When you talk to Hashem, it means you believe in Hashem. When you believe in Hashem, you talk to him. You ask for help. You say thank you. This is the mirror of your faith that you talk. If a person tells you, I believe in Hashem, and he's not doing it but the dude, he's lying. If you don't talk to Hashem, so what do you believe that what? You have problems and you call your doctor. You have problems, you call your lawyer. You have problems, you call your rabbi. You call your mother. So it means you believe in them. You believe in idols. You believe in people. You don't believe in Him. That everything is from Him. That He's doing everything. You don't have faith. If you would have faith, you would tell Him, Hashem, what's going to be with my rent? Hashem, what's going to be with the money for supermarket, for shopping? Hashem, what's going to be with the shoes to the children? Hashem, what's going to be with my tshuva, Ribono Sholam? Hashem, what's going to be? If you're not talking to Him, so you're not there. You're not holding in faith. You don't believe. Everyone can change the world. We should believe in ourselves. That Hashem Yitbarach is so kind to accept our prayers. Even our prayers. Even from the place that we're at. This is if you have that thought like you're not worth something. But if you would realize that you're the son of Hashem, that Hashem calls you Banim, you're my children. All of Am Yisrael are so important, so great, and you? No, you're not. You're the worst. Why? You're one of us. We're all together. What's the difference between us? You should love your friend like you love yourself. You're also important. You're one of us. You're one of us. Like that he's righteous, you're righteous also. Like that he's got issues and you understand him, that this is how you understand his Yetzirah. You also have issues. This is why you also have a Yetzirah. You also grew up in a certain neighborhood with certain parents and with certain friends, and you also went through what you went through in your life. What do you want from yourself? Why do you criticize yourself, slaughter yourself day and night? For what? You're good. You want to be good. No one taught you well. No one explained to you how to be righteous, how to do tshuva. And now that you started to learn about it, you try. You do your best. You listen. You accept more rebukes. You listen, you confess, you do tshuva, you apologize, you admit. So, what do you want? What do you want? Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.